Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Avalanche and Morbid Jones. One of the luckiest and laziest prospectors for gold in the Old West was Morbid Jones. It was said of Morbid that he could smell out the precious metal as a dog smells out a meaty bone. And then, having found it, he would do nothing about it until goaded into protesting action by his energetic two-fisted wife. Be that as it may, wherever Morbid went, others went too, to ride on Morbid's luck. Even when the snow lay deep on the mountain slopes, they followed him. And so it is that we now find two men making their slow way up a mountainside on snowshoes, pausing every now and then to look down at a little cabin that nestles in a pass at the foot of two great slopes.
Let's rest a minute, Norton.
All right. It's a pretty steep climb, huh, Carter?
Yeah. It'd been a lot easier to gun down Marbert and his wife than to climb up here.
Oh, don't be a fool. They're buried in a snow avalanche. Nothing can be proved against us. And with this here dynamite, we can touch off an avalanche that'll bury that cabin clear up to the hilt.
Well, let's get going.
If the avalanche from this slope don't do it, we can touch off another avalanche from the other slope.
Well, how are we going to locate Marbert's claim in the spring?
He always puts out markers, or his wife does. Probably it's her. Marbert don't never do a tap of work he don't have to. When spring comes, we can follow the markers and take over.
Yeah, spring ain't far off either.
Been warm enough to make this snow kind of wet and heavy.
Yeah.
She ought to be a lulu of an avalanche, Carter. Yeah. We're at the top. Now I'll get this dynamite set.
But look here, Norton. What if this avalanche don't cover up that escape hatch that's built up through the roof? They can get out then.
They'll cover up this escape hatch.
Might not.
Well, if it don't, we'll get right back down there with these rifles. I'm setting a long fuse, Carter, so we'll have time to get well away. Now she's all ready. I'm going to light the fuse.
There she goes.
Yeah, and I figure this means the end of Morbid Jones. Come on, let's get out of here.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah?
Do you want to drive me stark, staring mad?
No.
Then will you kindly quit playing that blasted solitaire?
Nine.
Here it is most 3 o'clock, and since 7 this morning, you've been sitting at that table playing solitaire.
And then
I'm going to give you just 5 more minutes to quit, Mr. Jones. And then I'm going to pick you up and lug you to the door and fire you head first into a snowdrift. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to haul you out and pitch you into a deeper one. And then you and me are going down to the mountain to civilization. Well, there ain't no rhyme nor reason to stay here when you can't get at your claim to work it.
Queen Kent.
Oh.
Mrs. Jones, I will now talk to you. You irk my patience sore, Mrs. Jones. More than once I told you right out loud and clear that women ain't supposed to be up here in this avalanche country during the snow season.
And I've told you I ain't leaving here less than you do, Mr. Jones.
Not only is women not supposed to be here during snow season, but on account of the danger, there's a law again there being here.
Oh, bother the law. What's more, I don't believe there is any such law.
Yes, they is, too. And if any officers was to come up here, you wouldn't only be arrested, but I would, too.
Don't know what difference that'd make to you, Mr. Jones. You could play that confounded solitaire in jail as well as you can here. But I'd like to see any officer try to put me out of here. I'd just like to see him try. And as for any other... What's that?
That's one of them now, Mrs. Jones.
One of what? An avalanche?
Yep.
Oh, mercy me, it can't be.
I wish that...
I'll go look. Mr. Jones!
Jack.
Mr. Jones, it's an avalanche!
Yeah.
Well, come on, don't just sit there. We gotta run.
They ain't no place to run to, Mrs. Jones, and they ain't time. She'll sweep down the whole mountainside. Come on back in the
house. Mr. Jones will be buried alive.
Yep, if our number's up, it's up. But I don't figure there's as good stout timbers in this here cabin. Shut the door, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, ain't you got a nerve in your whole body, Mr. Jones? Ah!
Very cold, Cisco.
See, it is cold up here in these mountains, Pancho.
Ooh.
I am beginning to think we took the wrong trail in trying to get into the valley beyond.
Yes, anyway, I say, take this trail, Cisco. He say it take us around the mountain into the valley.
Well, he could have been wrong, amigo. He must have been wrong, for we are getting up into the snow country.
We turn back, Cisco?
Well, we'll go a little bit farther. Then if this trail does not turn down great, we will go back.
Uh-huh.
Also, I would like to know the meaning of that explosion we heard a minute ago.
Explosion not far away, Cisco?
No, it was not, Chico. Might have been a snow avalanche.
Huh?
But they do not usually start with such a boom as that. Now this trail comes into a pass and we... Whatever.
What do you see, Cisco? What do you see? What do you see?
Look ahead of us, Pancho.
Wait.
It was a snow avalanche.
Oh.
It almost completely filled the pass.
We turn back now, Cisco?
See, we might as well. No, wait.
Wait.
That looks like part of a shed sticking up out of that snow.
It is a shed, Pancho, I think.
It's under the overhang of the cliff.
Uh-huh.
That is why it is not buried in the snow.
Pancho, get cold, Cisco.
Looks like a fairly new shed, too, amigo. And if so, there might have been a cabin there, too. You smell anything, Pancho?
Not a tortilla, Cisco.
No.
Not an enchilada.
No, Pancho. Huh? Smells to me like just a trace of wood smoke.
Si, Cisco, it's wood smoke. And Pancho's barely smelled the wood smoke.
Which means someone had a fire going in a stove just before that snow avalanche hit.
Uh-oh.
We better find out about this, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come on.
Up, Lobo. Find out about this, Lobo. Pancho, get cold, Cisco.
Well, if we have to do any digging, Pancho, you will soon get warm.
Digging?
See.
Pancho, not cold, Cisco. Pancho, warm like anything now.
Oh, the
Oh, Lobo. You warm too, Lobo?
That smell of smoke is stronger here, Pancho.
See, stronger.
I am convinced someone was buried under that avalanche.
Uh-huh.
Come, over to the shed. In this country, there probably is a shovel or two in there.
But, Cisco.
See?
Why, Cisco and Pancho got to dig in? Why those people not dig out?
Where would they put the snow they dug?
Pancho not know.
Well, do not ask any more questions like that, Chico. You know better. Ah, here's a shovel. Bueno. Now we can start to dig.
We?
See? I will dig first, then you can dig.
Look, Cisco. What is up there in the pile of snow?
Well, let me see.
Up there. See.
Well, an escape hatch built up through the roof of the cabin.
A what hatch?
An escape hatch. It's like a great long box, Pancho, with a ladder built inside to provide escape in just such cases as this.
Not much of a show, Cisco.
No, it is nearly buried, but that is what it is. Let us climb up to it on that pile of snow, amigo.
Yes, here we climb.
Come on.
Santo. Pancho, climb 2 steps and slide back 3.
Well, dig in your heels, Pancho.
Pancho, dig in the heels.
I'll shovel the snow away. Cover the top of this hatch.
Is anybody down there, Cisco? Why did they not come out?
I do not know, Pancho. They could, unless they are hurt. But perhaps no one is down there. There. Now, open up the cover, Pancho.
You listen to me, Mrs. Jones.
You listen to me, Mr. Jones. You quit playing solitaire. This isn't...
Mother mia, Pancho. That is Senor Margaret Jones down there.
Si, and the senora.
Oh, I know. Why don't bash your head in, Mr. Jones? It ain't got nothing in it but wood.
Yeah, but this is the first chance I have in 2 years to run all these cars
out. I'm going to bash your head in right now.
They just the same as always, Cisco. They love each other, no?
Strange as it may seem, they do, Pancho. I will call down to them. Senor Morbid, Senora.
What? Who are you?
The Cisco kid.
In Pancho.
Cisco? Pancho? Well, come on down, boys, but get ready to duck, because Mrs. Jones has got her temper up.
Si, senor, we will come down. Bring along the shovel, Pancho. I have a feeling we may need it.
we could have got both of them two hombres with this rifle, Norton, just as they started down that hatch.
Yeah, but I got a better plan, Carter. You stay behind these trees with the rifle.
Where are you going?
I'm going up on top of this other slope and set off another charge of dynamite. That'll bring down another avalanche and bury him for sure.
But you ain't got time to get up there and set off that dynamite before they start coming out.
Well, what do you think you got that rifle for?
Oh, want me to pick them off, huh?
Sure, if they start coming out. It's the only way they can get out, up through that hatch, and you can't miss at this distance where they climb up one at a time.
But you said you didn't want them gunned down, Norton.
I still don't if we can help it, but the main thing is not to let them get away. Any of them.
Well, I'll shoot close to them. That may scare them back down in.
Good. You try that, Carter. If we can hold them in there till this second avalanche buries them, they'll be buried for keeps this time. I'll be as quick as I can. But don't let them get away.
Now, look, Senor Morbert, the Signore is right. The thing to do is to get out of here. Not sit there playing solitaire.
Ah, oh, he's as stubborn as a mule, Cisco.
Stubborn like two mules, Pancho Sing.
Can't you wait till I see if this ten of hearts turns up?
No, we cannot. Now put away those cards.
Unless you want me to hit you with this here chair.
Oh, blast it all, just on account of a little snow avalanche.
Little snow avalanche? Then, Pancho, I want to see a big snow avalanche.
All right, I'll go, and most likely I'll catch my death of cold out in that there fresh air.
Why, you old desert rat, you're tougher than the butt of a bullwhip.
Oh, that's very tough.
Now get up through that hatch.
Pancho and I better go first, Senora. Then we can help you and Senor Morbert out of the hatch above.
All right, Cisco, I'll come last. If I let Mr. Jones come last, he'll probably sneak back down the ladder.
See, he might. I will go first.
Mrs. Jones hadn't ought to be up here in this country anyway.
Yes, I had to. Now get up that ladder.
A woman's bad luck in mountain country.
Don't you say that.
Well, I did.
Just for that, I'll butt your ankle, you old...
No! Oh! Oh! Hey, you quit it!
Who wants fight? Fight, go ahead.
Fighting. You fall down to the bottom of this hatch.
Look out! Look out!
There they go, Cisco. There they go. They fall down.
Fight, thunder, Mrs.
Jones. I'll
teach you. Oh, no. He's a good fight, Cisco.
Stop that fighting, I tell you, or else Pancho and I will leave you to get out of here by yourselves. Now, go up this ladder peaceably, and no biting of ankles or kicking in the face.
All right, Cisco.
I will open the hatch cover and go out first, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
This thing is not too easy to climb out of, but I will...
Santo!
What that bang? What that bang, Cisco?
Someone is shooting at us, Pancho, and... That bullet came too close for comfort. Back. Back down the hatch, amigos.
Who's going to shoot, Cisco?
I cannot see, Senor Morbid, but I'm going to stay up here near the top of the hatch and see what I can find out.
What a big boom, Cisco.
Like the first one we heard, Pancho. Madre mia, that was dynamite.
Sound like another avalanche, Cisco.
That is just what it is.
What we do, we're not staying here.
We have no choice, Pancho. If we try to get out now, that hombre will shoot us down. He's close by and cannot miss.
If we stay here, we get buried up with more snow.
See, but we may have a slim chance of getting out alive. Close down this hatch cover.
Santo.
Just about one chance in a thousand.
But Cisco has faced and overcome such odds before. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Avalanche and Morbid Jones. Digging down to the escape hatch of a mountain cabin that had just been buried under an avalanche of snow, Cisco and Pancho found two old friends in the cabin, Morbid Jones and his two-fisted wife. But they were unable to get out through the hatch because of bullets from the rifle of an unseen gunman nearby. Then another avalanche thundered down from the opposite mountain slope, driving our friends back down into the cabin. And now...
Well, guess we're buried so deep now we can't never get out, so I'll just go back to my solitaire as long as I can.
Mr. Jones, you're just plain giving up.
No, I ain't Mrs. Jones. If I can find that ten of hearts, I can run the cards off.
Oh, I ain't talking about that blasted solitaire. What are we going to do, Cisco?
Well, we are not just going to sit here and wait to die.
No. Pancho want to get out.
Aside from the fact that the four of us getting out, I must know if Diablo is all right.
Si, en loco.
I think they would run from that avalanche, but I must be sure. First thing to do, Senor Morbid, is to put out that lamp.
But I can't see to play cards, Cisco, if I do.
You cannot see to play cards if the oxygen in this cabin gives out either.
You heard what Cisco said, you old bat! Put that lamp out!
Oh, all right! Blast these avalanches!
Now I will climb this hatch ladder again, Pancho. You come along behind me. Bring the shovel.
Si, Cisco. Santo is dark.
Si.
Cisco, how would it be if we set fire to the cabin?
Set fire to the cavern.
You see, the fire blazed up good, melt the snow. We woke up, no?
There's a fine idea, Pancho, for somebody else. Now save your breath. Uh-huh. You'll need it all. And here's the hatch cover.
Just go push up the hatch cover.
Well, I'm going to try, Pancho. I'm hoping enough snow fell away from the top of this hatch so I can push it up. Enough to get out.
And then we go out into the bullets.
Let us take one thing at a time, Chico. Now I will try this hatch cover.
Oh, will not go up.
No, but I think I started a little. I'll try again.
Oh, push, Cisco.
I am pushing with all my strength. Cover is going up a little bit, Pancho.
Push harder, Cisco.
I am. Just a little more and I think we can get out. Pancho, come up on the ladder beside me quickly. There's just about enough room. Come on.
Cisco.
Here, now, hold this cover up while I shovel a little of the snow aside.
Here, Pancho.
There. Except the snow slid away, then. I'll shovel some more. That should be enough. I'll prop the cover open with the shovel. There, we can crawl out now.
Careful of the hombre with the rifle, Cisco.
See, if I can tell from where he is shooting, I will give him a shot or two from my own gun. Here I go.
Pancho, come after you.
We will see about that. That hombre is shooting to kill.
Get back in the hatch, Cisco.
I'll have to until I can think of what to do. Once I get out of the hatch, there's nothing to hide behind. First cover is 100 feet away.
What's going on up there, Cisco?
Some hombres are trying to pick us off with a rifle, senora.
I swear, Mr. Jones has got more friends.
Friends? Funny kind of friends.
I'm going to take a look over the edge of this hatch, Pancho.
Careful, Cisco.
See.
You see something? You see something? Huh?
Two hombres over in the grove, amigo. Uh-oh. They're doing something. Uh-huh. I cannot quite see what.
Hey, let Pancho try to sneak out.
No. You're a bigger target than I am, Pancho. He'll hit you in no time. Father Mia, now I can see.
What they do?
They are putting a fuse on a stick of dynamite.
I'm coming up there, Cisco!
You better stay where you are, senora.
No, I'm coming up there. Come on, Mr. Jones.
Oh, I'm getting to hate all this exertion.
Come on!
Pancho, they're getting ready to throw that dynamite. They've lighted the fuse. Here it comes.
Try to get away from that, Morbid.
Mother mia, that dynamite has landed just below the hatch. I must get it, Pancho.
Look out, Cisco. We'll blow it to pieces.
I must get it.
Come down.
Between those bullets and that dynamite, the weather is getting warmer.
Pancho, not cold now, Cisco. Oh, that dynamite. Cisco got it.
See, and I'm going to throw it right back to those hombres.
Bueno, Cisco.
Hey, look out, Pancho, that dynamite. Great jumping snakes, he fired it back at us.
Come on, Pancho. Now's our chance while they are getting away from that dynamite.
Si, Cisco.
Come on. The snow is packed hard enough so we can get down to what is left of the trail.
Careful, Cisco, where dynamite go. And Pancho stick his fingers in Pancho's ears. Dynamite get those hombres, Cisco.
No, but it was close enough to shake them up a little. Come on, after them, Pancho.
Hey, wait for me, Cisco.
I cannot wait, senora.
Look out, Norton. Shoot, quick.
You are not quite quick enough, hombre. Watch another one, Pancho.
Pancho, do more than watch him, Cisco. Pancho, jump on him.
No.
How'd you like that, hombre, no?
Now we will find out why you were trying to kill us.
We wasn't trying to kill you, mister.
Well, you nearly did, and I do not like
it. Let me at that coyote, Pancho.
No.
You're nothing, you mangy buzzard.
Signora, find like anything.
Hey, easy. I quit.
Yeah, same here. Easy with them fists.
Very well. Get their guns, Pancho.
Easy, Cisco.
Ah, there's Diablo. Fuera, Diablo.
Ah, de logo, Cisco. Bueno logo.
Now, we need some rope to tie these hombres up with.
I got some back in the cabin, Cisco. Meantime, I can tear this scarf up the middle to tie them up with.
Oh, I would not tear that scarf, senora.
Ah, it's an old one, Cisco. And as soon as we get to town, I'm going to make Mr. Jones buy me a new one. I guess this will do to tie him up with for the time being.
You and your blasted avalanche.
You hold still till I get you tied, you coyote.
Pancho, tie the other hombre, senora.
Go ahead, Pancho. The only trouble with you two is you picked the wrong hombres to try to kill. Now, the next time, you'll know better than to pick out the Cisco Kid. Only there ain't gonna be no next time for you.
Well, I will go back and see what happened to say you're morbid.
Yeah. Why ain't he out here? I'll walk back with you, Cisco.
Pancho, stay here and watch the hombre, Cisco, until we get a good strong rope.
Bueno, Pancho. Your morbid has not come out of the cabin, senora. He could not have fainted. There's enough fresh air going down that hatch.
Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones!
What you want, Mrs. Jones?
Come on out here! What in blazes you staying in there for, you old fool?
I got the lamp lit again, Mrs. Jones.
Come on out here, I say!
I just turned up the ten of hearts. And it looks now as if I'm going to run out.
Yes, sir, you sure are going to run out, Mr. Jones. Just as soon as I can get in there and get my hands on you.
Well, Senor Morbid, I see your cabin is all shoveled out. You must have been working hard while I was taking those bandidos to the sheriff.
I sure was working hard, Cisco.
And Pancho got blisters all over Pancho's hands.
Yeah, oh, my back is most broke.
And Pancho swapped these blisters for your back, senor.
That's the hardest work I've done for 37 years. Bring me the liniment, Mrs. Jones.
He wants the liniment.
Oh, I'll put a mustard plaster on you come evening.
Oh, I won't never be the same man again. Oh,
you know, back. I have an idea, senora. Do not give Senor Morbid any supper.
What?
It's a good idea.
Food is not good for a person whose back is so lame from shoveling.
Now, by thunder, I believe you're right, Cisco.
No, sir.
But Cisco is right, Mr. Jones.
Blast it all, I don't digest food with my back. Anyways, my back's better. See, I can straighten up now.
An astounding recovery, senor.
Pancho got blisters, but Pancho got no troubles with food. Smell the food, Cisco. Smell
it. It'll be ready in just a jiffy. But before we sit down, I got to tell you, Cisco. And you too, Pancho. Well, that...
Oh, don't thank him, Mrs. Jones. You want to embarrass
him? Who said I was going to thank him? Keep your trap shut, you old pack horse.
Yes, sir.
All I was going to say is this. I ain't a kissing woman. I'm a hugging woman.
Look out, Cisco.
So here I come, Cisco. A great big hug for you.
Gracias, senor. That was really a hug.
And Pancho, here Cisco's ribs crack.
And now a bigger hug for you, Pancho.
Me? No, senor. Pancho, not ribs.
Come here, Pancho. There!
How did you like that, Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, here two ribs crack, Cisco. But Pancho like it. Oh, Pancho like it.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho never see a senor like Senor Morbid.
You probably never will see anyone like him, Pancho. Senor Morbid is unique.
Unique?
Si.
That means he not like to work, huh?
No, it does not mean that, Pancho. It means he is different.
Oh?
But you are right in thinking he does not like to work.
He's smart, though, Cisco.
Oh, si. In his way, he is very smart.
And Senor Morbid like Pancho's Uncle Jose.
He's like your Uncle Jose.
Si, Uncle Jose not like to work, but Uncle Jose smart, too.
Well, how's that, amigo?
Uncle Jose got six children, Cisco.
Oh, six children.
Uh-huh. And every one of them want a little dog to pat.
Every one of the children want their little dog to pat?
Si, and Uncle Jose not want to buy six little dogs, so he buy one little dog.
Well, what kind of a dog did he buy, Pancho?
What do you call those long little dogs?
Oh, you mean a dachshund?
See, the little long dogs.
But
Were the children all satisfied with one dachshund?
They all satisfied, Cisco.
But if each one wanted a little dog of his own to pat, why were they all satisfied with one dachshund?
Because that little dog long enough for all the children to pat at once.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.